today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, can you stop writing in that notebook? We need to start the show.
Yeah, sure, Jim. Just give me 1 minute.
What are you writing anyway?
I'm putting down some thoughts on how a trio is my favorite kind of rock band.
Hmm, really? That's interesting. Can I see what you wrote?
Sure, take a look.
You just wrote 3 is a magic number on every page.
I know.
Okay, we had a little recording incident there.
Yeah, that was live. With the puppy. And in person.
The puppy almost knocking this stuff, all the recording equipment off the table.
Pulled the equipment down and spilled a cup of water on it.
Yeah.
Almost did it all in one shot.
Oh, yeah. The new dog, Shadow. He's a handful.
Yeah, he's a handful. The official new dog of Rockin' the Suburbs.
All right. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are out on the back deck. It is really a nice day. It's a little bit hot, but we're in the shade now, and it's fairly nice. Mm-hmm. End of summer day. All right.
Yeah, it is.
So we often talk about new music that
we've
discovered, and we often ask people to send us their new music picks.
We love that.
And a lot of times people do that, and then we sort of sit on it and ignore it, and we need to get caught up with that.
Yeah, so we're starting to catch up.
Yeah. So a couple of things we're going to get to today, a couple of phone calls here from one particular listener. But before that, I want to read some comments about a new album we talked about, which was Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars.
Yes.
And we asked people, what did you think of the album? I think, you know, you and I both liked it enough. Mm-hmm. Weren't necessarily blown away by it, but we liked it.
Yeah, and certainly really liked certain parts of it, I think.
Yes, I think that's it. I really admired the ambition of it as well. And some of the songs are really strong. But by the way, referencing yesterday, talk about movies.
Yes.
Did you know there is a Western Stars film?
I did not.
That is coming out.
No.
So I saw the trailer when I went to see
Blinded by the Light.
Yes. That's it. I couldn't remember the title of it for a moment there.
You were blinded.
But there's a trailer, Western Stars. It looks like it's like a performance performance film, because he's not touring to support this record.
Right.
But it's like, I'm not exactly sure what it is, to be honest with you. It looks super artsy.
Okay.
And it's like shot in like an old like barn or something like that. And he's performing, I think, in front of a small group of people, but there's a lot of like, it looks kind of talky as well.
Is that right?
So I don't know.
He's
I don't know what it
lately.
Is. Yeah, I don't
is
know
Jonathan
what it is exactly.
Involved in
but
anyone?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
but I mean, like, it looks great. It looks like it's on this like film stock, and it's like,
that's cool. Yeah,
you know, kind of, you know, those kind of red and brown kind of palettes. Yeah. You know, very Western sort of looking.
Sepia
and
tone.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there is that. But let's get back to the album itself.
Okay.
We got some tweets and some Facebooks here from, let's start with Darren O'Dell.
Okay,
Darren O'Dell. Mm-hmm. says, this is Darren's hot take. I've eyeballed the Contenders, and I say The Boss gets his first Album of the Year Grammy.
Mm.
The overall reviews are good enough. No overwhelming cultural game changers to battle or any other dad rock acts to compete against.
Wow, that might be interesting. I could see that happening. That is a hot take.
Well, the Grammys do like when an artist does the kind of work that feels like a masterpiece right away. You know what I mean? And I think that's what...
And
I could see how this could appeal to the Grammy voters.
Yeah, and also say that's a really good shout from Darren, because historically sometimes, whether it's the Grammys or the Academy Awards, will sometimes give a recent work by an artist who may have been overlooked in his career yet has a body of work that feels worthy of a big award like that, and they may win it for that.
Yeah. Clint Sharp says, disagree with a lot of what they said, but still a great listen. I am not sure how anyone could say the songs Western Stars or Moonlight Motel aren't bloody masterpieces. Mm-hmm. I think both are in the top 5 to 10 songs Bruce has released in the last 20 years.
Mm.
Many have said this, he says. But as an Arizona native that literally looks up into that big, beautiful western sky each night with a glass of whiskey and an acoustic guitar, maybe these songs just hit closer to home for me than others.
That's really interesting.
I like that part.
I bet that really does have an impact on you when you sort of live out in the big sky area. I bet it does. That's really interesting.
I wouldn't mind sitting out.
I'd love to.
Each night with a glass of whiskey and an acoustic guitar.
Clint, come let us come out there and change
not
our minds.
Not a bad way to live. So
we'll bring Snyder.
Very good. I'm glad the album spoke to him.
Yeah, thank you for
that's
writing
really cool.
in, too. That's really nice.
And then,
or tweeting in, I should say.
Yeah, Kevin Clement says, this album reminds me of the country-style Broadway shows such as Oklahoma and Annie Get Your Gun, of course, with Bruce's touch on it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's I like that. Thanks, Kevin.
Very
that's
good.
Cool, man.
All right. Okay. Before we get to the calls here with some new music suggestions, we need to mention the festival
yes, we do.
Thing. So what is that all about,
well,
Patrick?
You know, since you guys have been listening every day, you'll know that we've been working with the nice people out at Bourbon and Beyond. It's a festival that's taking place Friday, September 20th through Sunday, September 22nd at the Highland Festival Grounds in your old stomping grounds, Jim. Louisville, Kentucky. 3 days of music, bourbon, and food. And I guess the most important thing to know about the festival this year, it's going to be big. There are big acts, Robert Plant, ZZ Top, Hall & Oates, Squeeze, White Reaper, people like that. But the most important thing probably is the fact that I am going to be there. Patrick will be at the festival doing some interviews for Suburbs Pod and just hanging around the grounds in general. And, I guess the other thing to mention is we have weekend passes to give away.
Yeah. So, first of all, we should say, you know, you can go buy tickets.
You can.
At bourbonandbeyond.com. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great festival.
Really cool. But we are giving away one pair of Saturday and Sunday passes to a lucky winner.
You and a guest.
Yes. Get to attend. Deluxe accommodations, right? The way you can enter to get the free tickets is you go to our Twitter or Instagram. And you send us a message publicly, like a tweet.
That's right.
Or an Instagram post. Mm-hmm. But make sure you include the hashtag rockin' for free tickets.
Yeah.
Hashtag rockin' for free tickets. That's how we're going to search for all the entries. You can do that up to one time per day per platform. So that can, you can get two entries per day out of that deal. And
that's
we're
right.
going to do the drawing this weekend, right?
That's right.
So
it's coming up.
We
just
got a little bit of time. A
couple days left to enter this festival. An example might be you'd go on the Twitter and say, @SuburbsPod. Here's me preparing to rockin' for free tickets or something more grammatically correct. And it might be a picture of you on your back deck with a glass of bourbon or several
and
glasses
an acoustic
of bourbon.
Guitar.
And an acoustic guitar staring up into the western stars.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's just one example.
Yes, it is.
But
and
if you
be entered.
But if you want to just, you know, tweet at us with the hard eyes emoji.
That's right.
That's fine, too. Favorite emoji of Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah.
That's fine, too.
Or nothing else but rockin' for free tickets. That's good enough,
that's
too, if you want to do that. And I'll love to say hi to whoever's out there from our community. If somebody's going to be out there like the Coops or anybody else who's near Louisville, you know, let us know and we'll hang out for a bit.
It's an amazing festival. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of bourbons for you to consume, but
there
also
is.
You can hear Robert Plant and ZZ Top and a bunch of top tier. John Fogerty, I think,
John
is Fogarty's one of them, right?
Going to be out there. The Flaming Lips, Joan Jett, Margo Price is going to be there.
Top acts. Yeah. I mean, it's really an amazing
thing.
It's
going to be really, really
very
good.
Cool. All right, let's get to the new music call here from Jesse in San Antonio.
Great to hear from
Jesse. He actually called twice to recommend new music,
fabulous.
So here's call number one.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, interns. This is Jesse from San Antonio, Texas. It's in the midst of a super hot summer down over here. Hey, I have a suggestion for some new music. Actually, this came out on August the 2nd, so it may not make it for the July for obvious reasons. However, I ran across a band by the name of Teskey Brothers. They have an album called Run Home Slow. It's blues rock, and it just sounds phenomenal. It sounds like really good old blues music, but obviously made in 2019. I started doing a little bit of research on this band. This is only their second album, but from what I hear, I think y'all might enjoy it too. Definitely one of the first three tracks on their newest album, either Let Me Let You Down, Carry You, or Man of the Universe. Great songs. Please give them a listen. Tell me what you think. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, man.
That is the Teskey Brothers.
Mm-hmm. T-E-S-K-E-Y.
All right. Let's just, I guess, drop the needle on the opening track.
Perfect.
Let Me Let You Down. We'll be right back. Very cool.
That was fantastic.
I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, really nice standard 12-bar blues there with some really nice touches. I'll also say what's really cool, I don't think people do this enough. I love a song that leaves in like a little false start or, you know, like a little bit of stuff before the actual song begins. I'd love that kind of stuff.
Well, it immediately puts you in the mind that they're just playing this for real.
Yeah, exactly.
In the studio.
Yeah, not enough people do that.
Yeah.
I think that's such a human, touch that really makes you communicate with
something. I like that a lot. That's the Teskey Brothers. The album is called Run Home Slow.
Very nice.
And so I'm going to definitely listen to more of that.
Very nice.
Okay, here's the second call from Jesse.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, interns. This is Jesse calling from San Antonio. Again, I don't think I've ever called y'all two times in 1 week. First, I wanted to say thank you guys for everything you guys do. Y'all have inspired me to go out there and search for new music. I follow a couple of different websites now and take into consideration what they put out on albums or songs I need to be listening to. And in turn, I try to pass it on to you guys via Twitter. But I wanted to just touch base really quickly regarding a new band that I discovered called Gaffa Tape Sandy. They're an indie rock band. It looks as if they're a trio. There's alternating singers, a female and male. However, I mean, everything I've heard on this album called Family Mammal just sounds really great. Something I think or hope that you guys might get into as well. But just wanted to let you know, hey, everything that you're doing is great. I'm learning a lot of new music from you guys. Hope y'all have inspired me to continue to go out there and look for some new stuff. I apologize. I may not be as articulate as some of our other callers when it comes down to describing the music, but I know what I like, and I want to certainly pass it on to you guys. You guys rock. I appreciate y'all. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks for the call. Calls, plural. And thanks for the shout out to the interns.
That's really nice.
On the calls.
Yeah. Yeah. And we appreciate you, Jesse. I love the way Jesse just sort of has a thought, takes a minute, picks up the phone, gives us a call, and just, you know, say, hey, I've been into this band and I like it. It's really nice. Yeah. I appreciate that, man.
Not every caller is so brief, right?
Brevity maybe doesn't enter into everyone's calls, but yeah, we got both ends of the spectrum.
But here, we like it. It's like the equivalent of a good, like, you know, 2.5 minute pop song.
Absolutely.
Right?
And Jesse is keeping the flag flying for us down there in San Antonio, so we really appreciate
that. No notes wasted. So I don't think he mentioned a specific song on Family Mammal by Gaffa Tape Sandy.
Gaffa Tape Sandy.
But so I'm going to just, I have not listened to this. I'm just going to go to the, what is the most popular song so far on this album on Spotify.
Yep.
And let's listen to that. So this song is called Headlights.
Trying to figure out who you want to be.
It's life.
Trying to pick an apple from a cherry tree.
What are your impressions?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a big sucker for trios of any kind. And you know what I actually heard a little bit in the vocals there, Jim, was the Meat Puppets. I heard a little bit of Kirkwood's vocals, the way it was kind of bouncing. And then they kind of, when it got to the chorus, not so much Meat Puppets, but I really liked that kind of bouncy, you know, sort of stuff before they got to the chorus. I'm going to listen to more of this because it sounds like it might be right up my alley.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's a good pick.
Really nice.
I like when you can pull it off. I like that kind of vocal interplay.
Me too.
That's a hard thing to do.
It really is.
You don't hear it a lot, and probably for good reason, but when you can do it well, you know, bring it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like the way the bass was kind of underpinning the melody there, too. Very nice. Very nice discovery, Jesse.
Very cool.
Keep up the good work,
sir. So what do we know about Gaffa Tape, Sandy? Is there any information
here? Yeah, we know they're actually from England. Bury St. Edmunds, now based in Brighton. So that's down on the English coast. Definitely got some musical history in Brighton with Quadrophenia and things like that. The band appeared in 2018 at Live at Leeds and a bunch of festivals around England, so that's really cool. Their new single, Headlights, was released on March 2019 on Alcopop Records. So they've got quite a bit of material out. Looks like they're very prolific. Yeah. Bunch of self-release stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right.
Family Mammal 2019.
Thanks for the picks. I'm hitting follow.
That's right. Adding it to the playlist.
Yep. All right.
As we speak.
Very cool.
Thanks,
so
Jesse.
Anybody who wants to recommend music to us, we would love to hear it.
Oh, yeah, we would.
So you can call. That's the best thing because then we can play and hear your voice and hear you explain why you like this.
That's right.
Have a point.
Echo Park Jimmy said. Yeah.
So you could do that. The number is
612-440-1984.
Or if you prefer, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
You can do that.
Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and point us in the right direction. That way, all of those are at Suburbs Pod.
Yipper.
That's great. Please support the show on Patreon if you're
you
so inclined.
Yeah.
You can go to patreon.com/suburbspod, and you can see there the various tiers of support.
Yep.
And you get, not tears, like crying.
No.
No. Although, you know, it would be understandable if you thought that.
That's right.
But,
boy, these guys are desperate.
Is you can support the show and you can get some bonus content and stuff like that, including video of the dog, the new dog.
That's right.
Shadow. We'll put that up there. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. That also helps us out, too, and that doesn't cost anything.
That's easy.
And as we mentioned, go see Patrick at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival.
Right.
All right.
We'll be there.
Let's get out of here. We're going to do more new music tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
We'll talk to you.
The beat of a butterfly's wing and the songs that the hummingbird sings and the things that the fire and spring back home. And the beat of a
hey, Shadow, come here.
How'd you get under there?
Shadow.
Oh! Shadow, you might have just gotten fired from this podcast.
Okay, go.
We had our first Shadow-related incident. Shadow, come here.
Go. That was bound to happen.
All right.
All right, the dog knocked the
settle
equipment.
Settle down. You're too big to play around these cords,
there
buddy.
There we go.
He almost pulled the whole rig off the table.